You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is what we should be doing instead of war. Going through it here. So I like to mention things. I actually like to show them. Here's Netanyahu confirming everything. Israel will continue the war. And they're now, I had to look it up. I didn't even believe it yesterday. I knew the areas of southern Lebanon were mainly Christian, but they're blowing up churches, Christian apartment buildings, and saying we're taking it. After supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS for years to run the Christians out. Just totally evil, totally uncool. And Tucker, a month ago, seems like 1,000 years ago, asked the U.S. ambassador to Israel, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., really, Mike Huckabee, so it's okay for Israel to take all the Middle East? He said, yeah, it's take it all. Remember that? Wow, I'm supposed to just go, oh, great, Israel, blow up all the Christians. It's just like, what? It's a nightmare. It's mad dog behavior. It's the reality. So here's Netanyahu.
And Israel is stronger than ever. This is the bottom line of this campaign up until now. Let me say, there are still additional objectives for us to achieve, and we will achieve them either by agreement or by resumption of the fighting. We are ready to resume the fighting at any moment. Our finger is on the trigger. As you know, a 2-week ceasefire has been announced between the U.S.
But it's been continuing.
And Iran. No, we were not surprised in the last moment, and I want to emphasize, this is not the end of the war. This is a step in order to achieve all the objectives.
Now, here's Scott Jennings, who I normally agree with, but he's got a neocon pedigree. Like, oh, yeah, don't listen to Alex Jones or Carlson. Guys, we have way bigger audiences than you do. And there's all these other programs that are all like, oh, they're the fringe. Don't listen to them. You're the fringe. You have no audience. 80+% of Americans are against this war. You're full of crap. Here's Scott Jennings. So what do we do?
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over.
And so the turnaround here is really stark, Scott.
Well, look, they're isolationists, and he's not. He never has been. There's been a lot of people in that wing of our politics that wanted to ascribe or attach their views to him. He just never has been. He wasn't in his first term. He hasn't been in his second term. He's been a hawk on Iran his entire adult life. And I see some of these people now saying, gee whiz, we had no idea Donald Trump hated Iran and thought they shouldn't have a nuclear weapon. I mean, take the car key out of your ear, for goodness sakes. Like, this has literally been his position since he was like 30 years old. When the regime took over. So I don't know what they've been listening to until now, other than this. They wanted always to try to get him to bend to their will. And what they don't understand about Trump is that people bend to his. He's the head of the party, and he runs the country, not the podcaster.
Accepts him, which shows that there is uncertainty right now in the core of his base. The people who actually feed on the media diet of Tucker Carlson and maybe some Alex Jones. Like, these are the people
Let me just ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that the elected president of the United States should run American foreign policy and national security based on the daily podcast rantings of Alex
Jones? He already runs it based on Fox News.
That's crazy.
Everything he reads.
He has to run it based on the circumstances.
But why
the circumstances are, I'm not going to let these fanatics get a nuclear weapon.
Why not actually listen to the American people? Only one in four Americans actually supports this war. One in four Republicans actually supports this war.
That's false. Republicans support the president.
Republicans
support the president.
They
support
the president. In that New York Post.
All right, I'm not going to play. I've already played it twice last week. But guys, McBreen did a one-minute compilation of Trump saying, Kamala will go to war with Iran. I'm the peace president. We want to go to war with Iran. So, yeah, he said a few times war 40 years ago, but not in the majority of what he said. So don't act like that, Jennings. Have that. We put it in Post, put it on X and Rumble and everywhere else. I want to put that out, but I'm not going to make the regular viewers see that again. Everybody knows he said it. You want to listen to me and Tucker Carlson, the Pentagon that told you before, and Tulsi Gabbard? And Joe Kent, or do you want to listen to Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, and Laura Loomer, who don't know anything about any of this, and admit they don't. They don't even study this stuff. They just spew political talking points all day. They said the war would be over in 4 days. Were they right, or was I right? Yeah, Trump claims Harris guaranteed to get us into World War III with Iran. So let's now go to Tucker. White House knows Israel nuke on Iran coming. That is, Israel's on TV, the head of their main intelligence agency. We'll get to that in a minute. Already played the clip three times. And you got Levin saying do it on repeated shows, and he's Trump's brain, supposedly. So you got to take it very seriously when he says, we'll totally destroy your civilization in one day, never return. That's nukes. Now Trump's backed off that. That's good. That's why we got upset. That's why we said, stop acting like a madman. You can't, that's not presidential. You can't do that. And then here's MTG on the show yesterday. The full interview's on X. We're going to air parts of it coming up. Powerful interview. Here's Tucker and MTG.
Why can't this president or any president say no to Israel? And we have a right to know why. It's not just because we love Israel and it's the only democracy in the Middle East. And if it is, then our leaders are dumber than we thought they were. But it's probably not that. Because they understand perfectly well how bad this is for the U.S. And there are, believe it or not, a lot of people in the White House who care about the United States. People with power in the White House. They're not all, whatever you think they are, zombies doing Bibi's bidding. Some of them can see very clearly where this is heading. It's heading toward a nuclear strike by Israel on Iran. That's obvious. And that would be a world historic disaster. It's also clearly terrible for the American economy, for the American people, not even to mention the Americans who will die in numbers if this becomes a land war. So there are people working really hard, really late, trying to fix this, to get a peace, even one that diminishes us, where we have to take some lumps. They are doing that. That's the only reason we got to where we were yesterday, is because people in the White House, taking no credit for it whatsoever, we're working to end this because it's bad. But those people predictably were undercut. Our country was undercut by Israel. And there's apparently nothing we can do about it. So again, why is that? And once this is over, even before it ends, every American has a right to know, why does this tiny country have so much control over our government? Is it consent? It doesn't look like it. Now, Joe Kent said point blank when he resigned. And by the way, the day he resigned, he retained highest level security clearance. They tried to tell you, oh, he was a leaker. He was under investigation. It was a lie. They admitted it was a lie. He wasn't under investigation by the FBI. Untrue. And you know it's untrue because he held his security clearance till the day he left the building. So there's no intelligence in the U.S. government that Joe Kent couldn't see. None. He was one of the most informed people in the world. And his conclusion was, there's something weird going on here.
Looking at this, I'm really concerned about Israel or their agents conducting a false flag to blame Iran to legitimize a full war, or nuking, as Michael Savage said today on the show, mm-hmm. to get us into full war.
I think I am afraid, and I'm giving credit to what Michael Savage said and what you have said and others are saying. I fear that we will see a nuclear bomb used on Iran. And I think that would be, that probably be the worst thing we could see in our lifetimes is a nuclear bomb used on anyone. But I think that's where this is headed. I believe that's what Israel wants. And I'm afraid, based on President Trump telling us, watch Mark Levin, and then Mark Levin laying out all the reasons of why nuclear weapons need to be used, I'm truly afraid that this is where it's headed. What you said, Alex, is true. President Trump telling everyone, listen to Mark Levin, and then you have Mark Levin laying out the reasons of why they need to use a nuclear bomb. And he said it was so that it would save American troops' lives. You know what the truth is, Alex? You save American troops' lives by get the hell out of the Middle East. We had no business there to begin with.
I'm really concerned about Israel. Drug us in 39 days ago. I'm concerned about them doing something even bigger to force us into this. What do you think? Now, Iran knows, whatever you think about them, I'm no fan of the Shiite mullahs, that they've been dealt with in bad faith in all these negotiations. And that every time they try to appease deal, Israel attacks them or kills the negotiators, just like they hit Lebanon and hit Iran again. And then Iran shot missiles hours after the peace deal, and the media only showed that and said, oh, look, they're firing missiles. It was all over the Israeli news. They were attacking first. I mean, it's just they're counting on low-information American TV viewers and voters that just believe whatever Fox is putting out. And I said yesterday morning, I believe they'll close the Strait of Hormuz. The deal was broken by Israel. Hours later, they did. Then Trump said, no, they didn't. Then, okay, they did. Now they're letting 15 ships through whoever they want. The Pakistanis, the Chinese, and others. The deal has been broken. And now J.D. Vance is in there trying to get this deal done. Vance warns Iranians ahead of Pakistan talks, U.S. has all the cards, and we want the nuclear fuel. And Iran should give up the fuel and let a third party like Russia ship in regular fuel for their nuclear reactors. And then now Iran has the deal to rebuild with the tens of 40, 50 billion a year off the toll that Trump is supporting. And then this can just stop. And Israel doesn't want that to happen, so they're trying to accelerate it. And then Laura Loomer says, well, we should negotiate, take them out. They're not falling. It didn't work. Good God. It's a woman that takes $200 to eat dog food on TV. She's now literally telling Trump what to do. New York Times report reveals Vance warned Iran war would be a disaster as Trump dismissed risk. And I don't just agree with that. I know people that were in the meetings, as I've shown you, and not just Roger Stone that's privy to it. Other people. I'll leave it at that. And I told you this months before, because the majority in the White House don't want this, including Susie Wiles. I told you 2 weeks before she started going public last week that she's against all this. And now you see it everywhere. But the neocons go, you don't know anybody. No, this is all going to work great. No, you're a bunch of liars that somehow brainwashed Trump. And we're not defending Trump. The point is, you're the ones that did it. You're the ones that started it. You're the ones that are killing the ceasefires. It's you. And we blame Trump for allowing this to happen. But we're talking about the source of the problem. Here's a report on Fox News on, again, the Strait of Hormuz closed down. Here it is.
Are saying that oil tankers passing through the strait have been stopped because of Israel's ceasefire breach. So you have that going on. And there's a report out there that says that the president might not send J.D. Vance to Pakistan for the meeting in Islamabad on Friday.
Might be a little soon for that.
Yeah, we're just kind of like piecing this together right now. Some of this could play out the way we're saying it, and some of it may not. I think it's tenuous at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we've said it many times that ceasefires in the Middle East are tricky things. I experienced one about 20 years ago. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. Israel and Hezbollah have been going at it for 2 months, every single day, 24 hours a day. They set a deadline for 8:00 in the morning. We crawl out of bed, we walk outside on the deck of our hotel, we wait for the countdown at 7:50 in the morning. As soon as 8:00 ticks, silence everywhere.
Yeah, like the Korean War. We're still at war with them. It's just a ceasefire. Now, Nick Fuentes is saying, if Israel's willing to do all this, what's their plan B? Well, the plan B is hit Iran with nukes, or even stage an attack with nukes and say Iran did it, or hit the United States and say Iran did it. That's just the next thing in their arsenal. And if you don't know that Netanyahu was in power 25 years ago, and with the neocons, I made films on it, wrote books on it, takes 10 hours to get into it, was heavily involved in 9/11, you're crazy. Even the neocons said in the PNAC report 1 year before, we're going to have a big attack in the U.S. as a pretext to invade and take over these seven nations, and Iran's the last. And that's where we are now, this long-term project. So, yeah, we've now entered the wheelhouse of false flags in America to be blamed on Iran because Israel doesn't like to lose. And Israel's got a lot of chutzpah, a lot of bravado, a lot of hubris. But the plan B is not just false flags or assassinations in America. It's nuclear war to drag us fully in and create a global crisis and force us into this. Here's Nick Fuentes.
If they control our media, if they control our security apparatus, if they control our banking system, they are
it's Alvin, Simon, Theodore, and the chipmunks. I like that. That's a new cool thing we're doing. Do we have the file that's not corrupted? We have it.
If they control our security apparatus, if they control our banking system, if they are the intermediaries, the middlemen with everything, global trade, they have a position in the court of every government in the world. What are they going to do to us? Are you starting to understand the problem? What plan B do they have in store for Americans? They had a plan B for Hezbollah. They put plastic explosives in all their pagers. Hezbollah was running around for 10 f-ing years with radios and pagers, talking to each other, communicating on their hip every day. And there were plastic explosives planted by Israel the entire time. How the fuck do you think they did that? They've got shell corporations everywhere. Where does Hezbollah even get their pagers? Some electronics wholesaler, some manufacturer. Israel's got shell companies inside of shell companies, factories, fake LLCs. It's all obfuscated. Shipping companies, they probably control the factory where it's made. They control
Israel
the facility where it's distributed. They control the ships.
Netanyahu funded them. It's
upon
worse than
which
that.
Which they were delivered. How convoluted. That's the Mossad, and that is the Mossad's Jewish allies in all the in Eastern Europe, in Asia. Who even knows the extent of this? And this is what they had in store for Hezbollah. You don't think they got a plan B for America? You don't think they've thought about that? They prepared. That was 10 years in the making. 10 years. Hezbollah's walking around with plastic explosives in their pagers. They had people in Iran following around the Ayatollah for 10 years. You don't think they got somebody on Trump? He's on TV. His name's Howard Lutnick. They had somebody following the Ayatollah, giving his whereabouts to Israeli intelligence the whole time for years. So did the CIA. You don't think Israel has somebody on the president at all times? You don't think they got a plan B for our financial markets, for our credit system, for the money supply, for the media? You don't think they've got stuff in New York? You don't think they have a warehouse in New York? In L.A., in Miami, they do. You can almost be sure of it. And that's why the American president doesn't want to take them on, because he knows he'd rather the explosives go off over there than go off over here. And this is when I say Iran is fighting for all of us, because you think about, okay, you want to fight Israel. What do you need to do? Well, Israel has the U.S. at its beck and call for these reasons. They've got nuclear bombs. They've got an air force furnished by the United States. They've got the Mossad. Jews are everywhere, and the Mossad talks to all of them in Tehran, in Brussels, in Paris, in Washington, in Moscow, in Petersburg, everywhere. How the f*** are you going to fight back against that? I'll tell you how. You need a country of 100 million people. You need a revolutionary guard of religious zealots ready to die for their cause. You need them answerable to a supreme leader who's a cleric ready to die. You need 5,000 missiles buried underground. As a matter of fact, you need the facilities that make the missiles buried inside of mountains. You need enough uranium for 10 nuclear bombs. And then the United States will consider not trying to smoke you out with everything in our arsenal. You might survive. Are we prepared for that? That is what it cost Iran to tell Israel no. That is what it cost Iran. That is the price of their sovereignty. That's what sovereignty is. It's the ability to tell another country no. What is the price that Iran has to pay to tell Israel and Washington no? They had to turn their country into a fortress. They had to build a 1-million-man army motivated by religion, and then they had to turn their entire country into a military base with drone and missile launch platforms everywhere and underground, and they had to sacrifice everything to build these capabilities. And they had to have 200,000 Revolutionary Guard with a bench, 7 people deep, because they knew all of them were going to get assassinated. That's what they're doing to protect themselves. Is the United States ready for that?
And they think they're going to rule the world with their Messiah. Israel thinks it's going to rule the world with the Messiah. The Christian Zionists think it's Israel is going to rule the world. This is crazy, people. They're all crazy. And I'm just saying, please stop. I don't want to be involved in this. My president's my president, not yours. And I'm going to fight, and I'm going to get on his ass to keep you away from him, Israel, because you're certainly not under the control of the Muslims. They were doing this, I'd be after them too, and criticizing Trump. All right. We're going to start the next hour. I got the MTG interview, big segments of it, full interviews posted on X. That's coming up. Then we got a bunch of big guests on a whole bunch of other huge issues. They're saying there's 4 alien species on the Earth. Members of Congress have been briefed. Is it a PSYOP? What's really going on? We got the answers. It's coming up. And so much more today. We have some huge special guests on a CIA Operation Artichoke. It's all coming up in the third and fourth hour as well. But remember, I'm not funded by Israel, Qatar, the Iranians, or the Easter Bunny. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com. And InfoWars is close to getting shut down. Looks like we're going to shut down the 30th this month. The Alex Jones Network will launch. They own that. It's funded. We need your funding. We have this InfoWars historical classic 1776 line of shirts. Special edition with 1776 on the shoulder and new ball caps. They're limited edition, and it funds the operation. You need to go there now. You need to take action. We have so many other great, amazing supplements, and 2 new supplements have now just come out. But I got to tell you, the 1776 line is limited edition, 1776 on the right shoulder with classic InfoWars designs and new designs. These are limited edition. Once we switch over on InfoWars, we're not going to be selling this anymore. This is your last chance to get these, and it's a fundraiser. We need your support right now. We have 2 new products, Ultimate Chill and Ultimate Energy, that are super powerful formulas at very low cost at thealexjonesstore.com. Here's a breakdown of that. We'll come back and start the second, third, and fourth hour. Stay with us. I'm very pleased to announce 2 new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill. A strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to say 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have it all.
Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein for cardiovascular, Ultimate Life Force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramathestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Pitley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.